AutoZone.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. Welcome.
3 hours of great sports talk.
To the Petros and Money Show. On air at AM 570 LA Sports.
With the ability to really go anywhere and do anything.
Streaming everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Hosted by Mad Money Smith.
Check out my fit.
And Petros Papadakis.
That's what we like to hear.
Here they are on your home of the LA Dodgers.
In sync and down the drain.
Petros and Money. Petros and Money.
One bet.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Must be part of our new open.
Either that or a glitch in the Matrix.
There are two ways to move something. To push or to pull.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We are on a super flex today, 1 to 3 p.m.
Dodgers and scramble here, Matt. It's
a little bit. It's a scramble drill.
We don't have our machine plugged in. We don't have the gong. We don't have Ronnie even. Fully functional employee Adam is in there.
There we go. Thank you,
well,
Adam.
Well, it's not our fault. I mean, the show's not supposed to start for two more hours or at least three more minutes. But here we are.
Here we are on a Superflex. 1 until 3 p.m. And the Superflex, of course, signals when we will be finished before our regularly scheduled show is even supposed to start. And it is going to be that way quite a bit for the remainder of this 10-game road trip that starts today, part of the 31 games and 30-day stretch for the Dodgers. It's been a wacky week as it is. It was great to have a four-hour show yesterday. So if you feel like you were getting shortchanged throughout the week, perhaps that podcast you can subscribe to.
It's on the iHeartRadio app, and you can stream this. And then right when it's over, if you don't want to listen to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, and we know you do, you can go right back to the iHeartRadio app and listen to the 4 hours we did yesterday, and we didn't even replay an interview. Now, I know that this is a sore spot for you, Matt, but we still are around on Monday and Tuesday from 1 to 3. Do we have L.A.? You belong to me, because the gift you wanted to give away today that we gave away to Ben yesterday, Ben from Whittier.
And Ben was great. Ben played our ass-grabbing games. He sang along with you and to L.A., you belong to me.
Oh, oh! And
it went swimmingly.
Yeah, we didn't give it away today. We didn't get any chairs.
No, we didn't get a chair today. And we're getting 2 hour show today. And I thought we presented a very compelling alternative for Fred and Rodney. Hey, you want to give away Escape the Day to enjoy L.A.? Because it is a hell of a prize pack that we're giving away every day for the immediate future. We're going to be giving it away on Monday. We're working 1 to 3 that day as well. I mean, it's $100 cash card, $100 gas card. You're going to Dodger Stadium in our suite on Memorial Day, $225 to the Looney Bins Beauty Lounge Med Spa in Camarillo, and you're going to get an overnight stay at the East Central Hotel in downtown L.A. That's a hell of a prize pack. And to have someone just tease it for 40 minutes of radio and then cut out of town, no. Give it to the show that's doing 2 hours, or you do 2 hours. I thought that was a very compelling offer we made to them, and it fell on deaf ears.
I did too, and I was hopeful. That
hopeful music at noon.
Someone would hear.
Hopeful music at noon.
And they could still hear, because it still continues and this road trip continues. The Escape a Day to Enjoy L.A., L.A. You Belong to Me package, I think is being given away on Monday and Tuesday of next week, Matt.
Monday by us, as it stands right now, and Kate's.
And you want it back Tuesday.
I want it Tuesday.
Or the hour.
I don't want it. I just want them to choose. And I know what they're going to choose. So I want it Tuesday. I don't think that's I don't think it's unreasonable. I think it's, hey, listen, you want to give it away? You work 2 hours. We'll work an hour. But we want the 2 hours, and we want the escape a day to enjoy L.A. Fair is fair. Legend of Billie Jean, fair is fair.
It does stand to reason, Matt, and you make a great argument. However, I don't even think anybody even considered it. That's just my guess. I don't think anybody even considered it. We have fully functional employee Adam in today.
Thank you, Adam.
On this day, at Follow Adam A on Twitter, the FNA podcast, of course. And
fully
of course,
functional employee Adam. He's got a bug on his nose, so the whole room full of vision. Fully functional employee Adam.
The Clippers, if I didn't mention that before, is his real stock and trade. And I'm sure he's interested in the Kings as well. But Adam, he's training someone today. So he's showing somebody how to work the board, which is like...
Is that right? New board op?
That the first time we may have even considered hiring a new engineer here, perhaps I think since I've started?
I think so. It's been Michelmo.
I mean, all of our good people have been hired away.
Yeah, I mean, well, all of our interns get jobs at KFI. Jake, the Duke of Sports. Mondo was an intern for us a long time ago.
Yes.
Katie, who is here today, is not new. Maybe new to you guys, but not new to AM570. She has been here for almost a year.
She's being trained on the Petrus and Money board. Right,
she's been in radio for a while. She runs the Clippers games and controls that entire broadcast.
Well, what is she
punking
learning?
At him every single broadcast like he should be.
Is she learning to do this show?
She's learning the Petrus and Money show, yes.
This show.
Yes, because this is a hard show to juggle.
And again, going back to, you didn't have to ring the doorbell, Cates.
Why is that?
Because we have had either Ronnie or Adam or Michelmo
or Colin
or Kevin. That's true. Colin was a new one. So there we go.
And he's our intern, too, hired away by the Dodgers.
Yes. So there's that. Well, welcome, Katie. We wish you the best. And don't worry about my pissy behavior this afternoon.
Why are you so pissy?
It's like this every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Is that Katie's voice?
That's Katie.
Yeah, Katie. Make your voice heard.
Yeah, it's me.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
Beautiful.
Where are you from?
I grew up in the Claremont Pomona area. Been living, working Glendale, Burbank area.
Did you go to Vivian Webb?
No. I just went to Claremont High.
All right. Okay.
Public school. It's fine.
Nothing wrong with that. Baseline drive show of record.
You know. It's
what do we know? It's a great place. It's a great place.
We love Claremont McKenna. Let's go.
We wish we could be there today.
My grandpa went there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, there we go.
My friend played second base there. Double up. So the point is, we are happy to have you here today, Katie. And this is not representative of how we normally do the show. Usually we're there in an authoritarian way, screaming and yelling at everybody and sometimes drinking. But because of the 1-3 nature of the Superflex today, we are kind of in protest, staying at home. I got the original longest yard going with, is there any Johnny Depp trial? Yeah, Bert. Is there any Johnny Depp trial today?
That's a
good
question.
I don't think there's any
Johnny
Depp.
I would assume, Amber Heard would be trending if there were.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they have taken the day off.
I've been watching two things, Matt, in the last few days while our schedule's been so wacky. The Johnny Depp trial, religiously and staunchly Team Depp. And then also I watched that cartoon Invincible on Amazon, where it's like a cartoon, but they rip everybody in half and cut everybody's head in half and their brains fall out and stuff. It's been great. It's been a great
Good look. That's a great look.
Have you seen Invincible? I think you'd like it.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
That's pretty good. With the J.K.
Absolutely.
J.K. Simmons guy as Omni-Man and all that. So we're not sweating it. I mean, we have a lot going on.
Not at all.
Yeah. While there is a wacky Dodger schedule, we have a great deal going on. But first, Matt, we should not, we have to get everybody in the right mindset. It is a Frogman Friday.
It's fun.
Ocean! I'll beat you in the end.
Frogman.
On a Frogman Friday, the Petrison Money Show embraces the sea.
Frogman.
And its many mysteries.
Frogman.
The jellyfish and the bat rays.
Frogman.
The swordfish and the hammerhead sharks. Yo, we the boys from the N. A-V-Y, better known as Frogman. Also, the people that protect us from the sea. Like the lifeguards, like Greg Crumb in Manhattan Beach.
I am the Frogman.
The Coast Guard and the Seal Beach lifeguards to keep Matt safe from the hobos.
God bless him.
And the great Mike Nelson, played by Lloyd Bridges in the greatest show ever, Sea Hunt.
This time I couldn't take Pete topside. Not till the job was done. Instead, I gave him some of my air and prayed that it would stall off the effects of oxygen poisoning for a few minutes at least. I don't know how Pete managed to keep going, but he did. He had every excuse in the world to quit and save his life. And he stayed on the job. Muy hombre. A lot of men.
Who do we got again, Kate?
What, are you nuts? We still gotta take that to Florida. You know what that's like these days? You got the effing Navy everywhere. You got frogmen.
Frogmen?
You got EC2s with the satellite tracking. Shh. You got the effing Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass! We're losing one out of every nine loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell ya. Forget about the money. What do you suggest that is reasonable?
Only thing that is reasonable, and we miss Bill Plaschke,
sure,
although
do.
He's still riding his ass off. There's no doubt about it. No pun intended there. We need C-Lab. If you're looking for me, Cha-cha! You better check under the sea.
Just 2 hours today, P, as we mentioned. But two hours means one more hour than the Rogan and Rodney show that preceded us, that gave away the Escape a Day to Enjoy L.A. Hey, Adam, do you recall who won the Escape a Day to Enjoy L.A.? Or Katie, if you want to crack the mic, do either of you remember the name of the winner?
Gilbert won. Gilbert from L.A.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Gil, congratulations. We're happy for you. We're happy for people that listen to AM 570 LA Sports to win prizes.
Yeah.
We simply wish you would have won it this hour, perhaps, or next hour,
well,
perhaps. That's all we're saying.
Is this cold war of words between the shows healthy for anybody? I mean, we're going to take
I believe so.
It's going to keep going.
I believe it is.
On Monday and Tuesday. And the worst part about it, and I know it seems petty, it seems like a small thing.
I'm a petty man.
Matt and I are trying to get ready to do the show, and they literally break at like 12:52.
48.
Yeah, or something like that. Like to where, I mean, we don't have any time. We're scrambling. Kate's is in the other room, smoke coming out of his ears like Rosie the Robot malfunctioning. I mean, just those extra 2 minutes, they mean so much.
And I haven't even cut up my Coke yet.
I feel like, exactly, Matt hasn't been able to use his Johnny Depp tampon applicator to suck up the Coke perfectly like Amber Heard's sister taught him. I mean, it really sets us back, those 2 minutes. And I know it seems petty, but it feels like it's done on purpose. I feel like it's done on purpose, Matt.
Listen, we both say the same thing. Here's all I want.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
I know exactly what you're saying.
53? I know what you want. You want the whole hour back, or you want the whole prize back. So basically, you want the whole prize back because you know they're not giving an hour back.
Exactly.
If they can't even take it to 57.
That's what I want. I want them to say, you know what? We'll give them the prize. We don't want our hour of radio. We'll take the time off and we'll give them the prize. That's what I want.
You want that moment where
they say that.
Yeah, I saw that in a comic book cartoon the other day. The Riddler, right? The Riddler has Harley Quinn over a vat of acid and the Batman over the vat of acid. And he's sitting next to the Joker and he says, hey, which one do you want me to kill? And you'd think it would be a no-brainer for the Joker, right?
Absolutely.
Get rid of Batman,
Batman,
I can run away with my chick. I can finally get rid of the Batman. But in real life, the Joker doesn't want to get rid of the Batman because the Batman means too much to the Joker. It's the same thing with Rogan and Rodney. The prize doesn't mean as much as the hour off. You're exactly right, Matt. They're dropping Harley Quinn in the vat of acid.
That's all I want, Cates. I want, will you do that for us? Will you present it to Dave and Smarmy Promotions guy Dave Weiss and Big Boss Don Martin that we believe fair is fair. If we're doing 2-1 on Tuesday, we should either get the prize or we should do the one.
Now, who will you present this to? It's very clear that our ranting and raving on the air gets us nowhere. Our boss doesn't even hear, nor does he care. And if he does hear, it's some convoluted version of what was actually said, and the message is lost, and something else comes up, or something that's totally unrelated.
What do those two clowns want?
Yeah, because
what is it? Those two idiots, those canoes?
Oh, you guys just want to chicken F all day. So it's, we need a different approach, because us just ranting about it on the air is not going to get us anywhere.
That's why I subjected Tim Cates to crack the mic and answer whether or not he'd be willing to take our case to the judge.
Sure. Oh, take it to the tribunal on 10:30 on the weekday mornings?
Right?
It's really nothing to do with Dave Weiss. It's all Don Martin.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's the one that programs the station and decides whether or not you guys are flexed and what time you guys start.
But Dave Weiss is the guy that always comes to us and says, hey, guys, I got 10 pair of Dodger mm-hmm. tickets to give away. Like, that happens regularly.
Right.
So technically, like, Weiss is involved in this, right?
And Fred wears out Weiss to get prizes, and we don't say nothing.
100% he does that.
This is Fred wearing people out. This is Fred doing Jim Fox. He's Jim Foxing us. Just like Jim Fox screwed me on the Kings broadcast.
That's exactly right.
Going around and wearing everybody out, saying he didn't like it. That's what Fred does, going around wearing everybody out, saying he doesn't get enough prizes.
You down with ABG? No, Foxy.
No. Even if they like it, they can't tell Fox. They're scared of Fox.
No.
He's little but intimidating.
Take it to Don. Take it to Big Don. I think we have a compelling case to present.
Does the case have enough bearing to Cates to have the courage
sure.
to take the case?
I'll present it to him, guys, but I know what Don's answer is going to be. All right, you guys just give it away twice on Monday and Tuesday. I don't have a problem with that. Weiss, you okay with that? Good, okay.
Problem
solved.
Perfect.
All right, well, then we get an extra package.
Then we get what we want.
Now, do you really want that, or you want them to have to work 2 hours and you guys only one? So
they're never giving back the hour.
Okay. We don't want the hour. We want the hour.
The Joker's never going to save anybody over the Batman. He needs the Batman to exist.
Yeah. The hour is our Batman. It's our oxygen. We need it. We need to, and an hour is it's disjointed. It's weird. We don't want 1 hour. We want 2 hours of radio.
At least.
But what we really want, Cates, what we really want mm-hmm. is them to choose. Yeah. What we really want is Don to call up Fred and say, hey, my man, here's the deal. You guys want to do 2 hours, you can give it away. Or if you just want to keep the one, I'm going to give it to PMS. Is that all right? That's what we want.
Copy yeah. that.
So
and
Don
you know
can hear it from Fred's,
that,
from Fred's mouth.
The reckoning.
This is the rapture. This is time for comeuppance.
Yeah, there's a reckoning.
You will be judged. You mean to tell me, my man, you don't want an extra hour of radio? You're going to let them guys take over your show just like that? They're going to cuck you and cuck your 2 o'clock just like that?
People are not happy with our conversation here.
Really?
A lot of text. Well, you know what? F them, though.
Well, they're used to bigger tiny right now, so you guys are actually...
This is where you're calling in to get a prize that Fred bitched for. PMS, the bitch about Rogan and Rodney show a record.
Ooh.
In the Rogan and Rodney time slot. Remember that. That's the key. That's the snake eating the tail. That's what that is right there. Not only are we bitching about them, but we're bitching about them in their time slot where they are measured by ratings that will either give them bonuses or get them calls up to the stairway to Kevin to be told, like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? Why are your numbers down? That's when we're doing it. Which makes it even better. All right, I will table it. I will table it for the time being.
I mean, I don't think you can. I really don't. And that's fair. I mean, it's something that's really upsetting people. Like, I was fine until we didn't get our 2 minutes at the top of the hour. Then I started, then you know I get angry. Because then all our ducks aren't in order, and Katie thinks that we're a mess. You know, Katie's going to think that we're not the well-oiled machine that we appear to be.
Oh, you should hear her. She thinks you guys are a circus.
Oh, I bet she's clown rolling
show.
Her eyes.
Put a 10 on these two.
We're trying to find a 10 cover for you guys right now.
Yeah, we're like Gavin Lux throwing it over to first.
Guess what? Instead of a nice fine powder, I got big grains falling, okay? I didn't have enough time.
Matt's got a couple Coke chunks up in his brain now.
I'm freaking out.
I do have a great text about Katie and her first day on PMS on the secret textosa line here, brought to you by Chevrolet. You better sprint in there and push the button, Cates. I'm going to be so angry.
The secret textosa line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Another young intern full of promise who will either rise up like Adam or change careers. Choose your adventure, Katie.
It's too late. I've been in radio for 10 years.
Yeah, but this moment, though. This
is your breaking point.
Walking through this door, you know, you're like, yeah, I worked at the wax museum, but not in the back. You know what I'm saying? Now you're in the back of the wax museum where they create the bodies.
You guys don't scare her. I'm looking her right in the eyes. She is
not trying
fazed
to scare her.
At
We're
all.
Not trying to scare her at
wait,
all.
Hey, wait till
you're
the
one that said this was a different deal.
Wait till the Heilberger shows up and hits her upside the head with some Wagyu. Then you're going to see. Then you see the fear in her eyes. Oh, this is very exciting. But we look like clowns.
Yeah, you do.
It's embarrassing. We should have gone to work today.
Let's break.
We should have gone to work.
We should have. If we had known there was a new...
We didn't know there was a training.
A new subject on the board, we would have come in.
If somebody's going to be trained, I mean, we're the ones.
Did Fred and Rodney come in today?
Fred did. Rodney was broadcasting remotely.
Gotcha.
It's just the 2 minutes I wanted. Matt wants the whole hour.
I want the prize. The escape the day to enjoy LA to give away. Actually, it's not exactly what I want. I want them to forfeit the prize.
How about this, Cates?
Yeah.
If they give us two sets of prizes, we'll take all 3 hours.
How about that? Now that I like.
And then Katie can ride
even
shotgun
better
the whole way, like Thelma and Louise, all the way into the canyon.
Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. We are your home of the Dodgers. And we have Dodgers Phillies tonight. Dodgers on deck at 3, first pitch at 4:05. We are in the Disaggression Will Not Stand flex part of the show where Matt and Fred and Rodney are only going to do 1 hour, wants to be the one to give away the prize. That was not the case today. Matt wants their prize for Tuesday. We shall see how that goes. As the Dodgers are on a long trip, there'll be a lot of 1 to 3 shows. We do have a Lessons Learned in Great Sports Talk.
That's true.
Coming up in the very next segment. And Don McClain, our BFF, who has not been on this week. We talked to James Worthy yesterday, is going to join us in our final hour. And then we'll be done, Matt. The Dodgers will be in Philly, and Julio Urias is going to go tonight.
And again, it's the beginning of that 10-game roadie, which means, like you said, Monday 1-3, Tuesday 1-3. We'll have the prize pack on Monday to give away our Escape of the Day to Enjoy L.A. Gill won it a little bit earlier, but we won it for Tuesday as well. And then we will have a late show. As you mentioned, it's a nooner on Philadelphia on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday will be those 2 to 5:30 shows. And again, moving around quite a bit. We'll be out of Dodger Stadium very soon when they come back for that next homestand as well. So a lot of great stuff happening. And remember, because we're on early today on the Superflex, download that iHeartRadio app and make sure you subscribe to the Petrosa Money Show podcast so you can always subscribe, so you can always relive anything you might have missed, like yesterday's full 4-hour show.
You know, I kind of feel like Tim Cates mischaracterized or didn't kind of tell us, like, hey, now that the lockout's over and they've done this season and they're going to get the whole thing in, but they have to do some weird scheduling gymnastics to do so. I don't feel like Tim was actually truthful about it or didn't warn us about what it was going to be like. You know, like you take somebody to a 90-minute hot yoga class and you just tell them there's going to be some stretching and next thing you know there's a defibrillator on them, like that kind of thing. Like, I feel like Tim could have given us a little bit more of a warning in this situation.
A warning about what?
Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to pin this on Tim.
I think this is on the old gap tooth McGee, you know, unfortunately.
Manfred?
You know. Yeah, it's a Manfred
issue. Players agreed to this too. I mean,
They did, but you know, and that's true. They want their full salaries, and Manfred wants to get all 162 in. But look, Tim Cates has got a lot going on. Obviously, he hosts Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. I mean, yesterday wasn't even a travel day, and he was doing off day Dodger talk.
That's right.
So there's that. You know,
well, Vasse could have warned us. I mean, somebody could have been like, "Wow, this is really going to affect your show. You guys are going to be, you know, they're going to flex you back here. You know, they're going to nip you here. They're going to tuck you here. They're going to curl your poots." I mean, there's going to be all, you know, I mean, they could have told us that. That's all I'm saying.
They could have given us a heads up instead of just punching us right in the balls.
Right. I mean, I look at the schedule and I'm like, I don't even know how to interpret it. And now we have bad blood with the show before us because of a minute or two here, an hour or two there, a prize or two here and there. Blue Chew.
She wouldn't do it.
They took that.
That's the truth.
It's hard time.
Yeah, that is the truth.
All right, here we go. The word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
All right. It is time, Matt, to discuss Shakedown Street.
Boom, boom, boom.
The whole album. I was inspired by the first song played by Joe Russo's Almost Dead at the Beach Life Festival on Sunday. And because I have my record player and I have my records, I tried to order the Shakedown Street record on Amazon on vinyl by the Grateful Dead, mostly because I like the cartoon art on the record. Records from 1978.
And, very disco-y.
Yes, very. And I thought I ordered it. The guy from Little Feat produced it. And I thought I ordered it successfully and felt good about it. I might have had a couple drinks. Try to wind down after a long day of great sports talk in this crazy time with the show moving all over the place. And it arrived today as a CD.
Oh, well, that's not good. I can't even play those anymore.
It's so small. It's like it's not my record that I wanted. And I felt pretty terrible about that, Matt. And I don't know how that could have happened. So if anybody knows where I can get the record, like for less than $100, I'd appreciate that because I like that art. The artist is a guy named Gilbert Shelton, who was an underground comic book artist. He only did one other album cover, and that was for Doug Sam. Shelton was a Texas guy. He went to Texas A&M and Texas.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah, it was a double T-sip. So, and he had a lot of titles in comics, too. And he also, Shelton, the guy who drew the Shakedown Street cover, had a music ensemble who even played on a Merle Haggard album. And he's still alive at 81 years old.
It's a good-looking bit of art. It does...
We should get him on.
It does have my favorite Dead song to hear live when I would go see him live, and that is Fire on the Mountain. And
well, there you go, Matt. I mean, God knows that's
a
disco,
disco tune. Yeah, it's very disco-y. But when they play live, it loses that. So it's kind of nice when they play the Good Love or the Shakedown Street. Well, the Shakedown Street's always going to have that.
Well, I don't have anything. I have a CD, and it's going back.
Oh, you need a miracle. I figured they would have had that in reprint, but I guess not, huh?
It must be somewhere, but not here. It showed up as a CD, and it was humiliating. My wife's like, "Did you ordered a CD?"
What kind of loser are you?
Did you just order me a record, Kate? Was that just the... Did you just hit the button?
That's what it was. It's on its way, P.
Thank you. Time for the number of the day.
Man, look at that.
Poor Katie.
$80 Here's bucks, my number. $90 bucks, $290 bucks.
See?
Number of the day is 4,000. Another plan, Kates. Crack that mic. You ready to listen? Can you do me a favor since we're doing musical interludes for our word and number of the day? Can we back up that good loving with the incomparable milkshake song, please, as I share?
You mean my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and that's right? It's better than yours?
Exactly right. By Kelly's, right? Isn't that what the who sings it, if I remember right? Or
well, and Katie says like yes.
I can
yes,
tell
there
you,
we go.
But I'd have
look
to
at that,
charge.
Katie. Making bones for us here, if I can get the milkshake going. Number of the day is 4,050, actually, P. I am on eBay right now. eBay.com. And Dave Weiss, I hope you're listening, because this is marketing budget well spent. Current bid, $4,000. Next bid, $4,050.
I don't even have the $100 to buy shake downstream. What are you trying to...
I'm saying this
it's
is...
the off-season. I can't
even
afford
a haircut. I want iHeart to spring for this. The auction is from Dairy Queen.
Okay.
All proceeds benefit the Children's Miracle Network. It's a write-off for iHeart to do this, right?
And we love the kids.
Here is what the package includes. All right, first of all, we're going to get our money back because we get a $5,000 VIP Blizzard treat pass all season long. So we get $5,000 worth of Blizzards all summer. So whatever you spend, you're going to get it back in Blizzards. And who wouldn't want $5,000 worth of Dairy Queen Blizzards, right?
I don't think I could live that out.
Let's see. However.
I really don't.
However, what we're buying, P, and this is a national auction, is for every single Dairy Queen to sell a Blizzard that we name from June 1st all the way until June 30th. They will sell a Blizzard. We can choose from these flavors. New Oreo dirt pie, new caramel fudge cheesecake, drumstick with peanuts, cotton candy, and very cherry chip.
And we get to name it?
We get to name it. So I figured, and we get a custom poster with our honorary Blizzard treat name and flavor. We get a tumbler, a red spoon with the treat name, all of that. And they will actually sell it for a month. I was thinking PMS Punch. I was thinking Crooked Cotton Candy Cates.
Oh, Matt.
I was thinking, hey, Mr. Coward Crunch.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I like that one.
The options, I figure we could workshop it here. Present
well,
it to Dave Weiss today.
It feels a little bit like a David Howard stale scam, you know? Like,
so you say take it to David Howard because he'd be all over this?
Yeah. It sounds like something he'd be into. Like, you know, we're going to release these gift cards for you if we hit our $18 million.
You might win one of 22 $1,000 gift cards if we make $18.5 million.
Do we have to pay him $4,000 for this?
Right now, the bid is at $4,050 if we want to take it away from one of the 91 people that have bid thus far. It closes in 19 hours, 19 minutes, and time check, 50 seconds. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. it closes.
I don't think we could get iHeart to clear $5,000.
Don't think they give us $5,000 so we could have our own Blizzard?
They wouldn't pay for Vic's Comrex. Why are they going to pay for this?
Because, I'll tell you why, Cates. And this is why we take it to David Howard. Because Dairy Queen gets all the foot traffic of the PMS fans that want to go buy.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Mr. Coward Crunch. And they're like, hey, man, we got to advertise with these guys. So we're going to make it back.
Oh, so it's like guerrilla marketing.
Exactly. Like, hey, what's up with this Petros and Money Show themed Blizzard that's selling like crazy all across Southern California? We got to advertise with those guys. And next thing you know, we're grilling and chilling.
It's right? Gold. Yeah,
we're getting the burgers, crinkle fries, and Blizzards every day.
Yeah, it really shocks me that I would just waltz into the Dairy Queen and get like some kind of, because we had one right on 30th and Figueroa at USC. I'd be like, yeah, let me get one of those crazy ice cream concoctions. And you know what? Why don't you make me one of those hot dogs you got?
I mean, it's like, that's right. I'll take one of them cheese dogs like, with the melted American cheese on it.
Like, you just like, you know what? I'll have one of those too.
Grill and
it's
chill.
1953.
Right? We're going to grill and chill, P. That's why we do it. We plant the seed of success.
I'm into it. PMS Punch, I think, would be where, or Petros and Money Punch.
Right, Petros and Money Punch.
Don't get confused with the Pat McAfee. So Petros and Money
exactly,
Punch.
Exactly, because it's national. Petros and Money Punch, we take the very cherry chip, so it's pink.
I just don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to go for it.
Cates, will you present it for us?
Yeah, I'll present it.
Yeah, but will you present that to David Howard for us?
You got to present the other thing first.
Though. I think yes. You think you, honestly, you guys are better off paying for it up front with your own money because you guys make big boy money.
Oh yeah, we do.
Paying for it up front and then talking to Don and David Howard afterwards, like, hey, we bought this.
No, I'm out.
And
on
we want to recoup our money and then we'll split it or something.
No, I'd rather buy the shake down street.
I'm just saying, go to David Howard. He owes us a gang of Blue Chew.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
I mean, like duffel bags of Blue Chew. I think this is the least he could do is float us 5 G's for this promotion.
Yeah.
And it's going to pay him back. Because see, here's the thing, Cates. If we front the money and Dairy Queen comes in, it's just going to be like his $18.5 million and we have a chance to win $1,000 if they do that.
Yeah, they're gonna we might even get entered in it.
Man. Right?
Yeah.
Why don't you present it to them?
The Dairy Queen account. They're going to get the account.
Yeah,
and they're going to cash in on the account when they spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the Petros and Money Show to endorse Grill and Chill.
Turn it around on them and say, we have this opportunity that we bought for you to enter to win $1,000, David Howard and everybody in sales. If you want to make a lot of money, because we're going to make a lot of money with Dairy Queen.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we buy it, we make all the ways, and then we sell them the right to negotiate
what
the
if
contract
they get
for Petros and Money endorsement moving forward.
Yep.
What if they get all into it? And then we get outbid.
Well, I didn't foresee that coming.
I mean, there's a risk.
I mean, you saw we're up 45% in the first quarter, P.
You're right.
We got deep pockets, right? We can we can afford this.
The foot traffic at the Dairy Queen will be unheard of in their
incredible
history.
Oh, it'll be incredible.
Unbelievable.
If our salespeople actually listen to our show, one of them would take advantage of this right now.
They won't.
Oh, wait, guys. Menace just made a video about it. Sorry about that.
Oh!
Oh, good one, Gates.
Okay, I guess Katie. Katie, training on the show today, 10 years in radio, but training on the show today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life with the song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da. All right, the song of the day. It is brought to us by Love and Kisses. And it's thank God it's Friday.
Love and Kisses.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
I'll keep the disco thank thing God going. It's
Ronnie's turning over in his grave right now. He's
hell yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
That's not how I do it. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Adam's not really letting me know what to do here, so I'm just...
Well, it's a good thing he's training you then.
Yeah, he's just staring at me. It's weird.
True. They're just staring at each other, guys. You know, it's really awkward in here right now.
At least he's not a mouth breather.
You're on your own, Katie. Trial by fire. Yeah, lessons learned. Great sports talk. Now, Kate's running up the flagpole right now.
See you,
David
so
Howard, and grab us some of that Blue Chew out of his office before you leave. I feel like this is falling on deaf ears.
Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
It's called A Grand in Your Hand, and you'll hear your next opportunity in about 30 minutes, about 20 past the hour. You hear a keyword, you visit am570lasports.com, you enter that keyword, and it is your chance to win. All the details at am570lasports.com. We're going until 3 o'clock. Tim Cates with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. First pitch, Dodgers Phillies at 4.
All right, Matt, we have Don McLean, like we said, at the top of the hour. So right now it's time for the Lessons Learned in Great Sports.
Tim Cates, Twitter meltdown return. A guest who delivered a really sick burn. Relive moments with no concern. It's the Lessons Learned.
Oh, sick burn. Okay, lesson one.
Lección uno.
Va bene, lezione uno.
James Worthy joined us yesterday. He was a day late, but he was not a dollar short. Here he is.
Right now.
What's going on over there, guys?
Talking about
Charles is a Hall of Famer, and his record speaks for himself. You know, I think that guys who, like, I would have liked to see Charles stay in Philadelphia and win there. You know, when you go chasing it, you know, when you go to Phoenix and then to Houston, then people start to say, okay, now look, you're just, you know, you couldn't do it in Philly, you couldn't do it. That's when people start to talk. Karl Malone coming to the Lakers, not too many people were excited about that. And then you have a guy like Reggie Miller who just stuck it out. John Stockton, they just stuck it out. And then, you know, they never got one. Patrick Ewing, you know. And so I think when you start going around to multiple teams, people's antennas go up and they kind of, you know, figure you're trying to get on one of those super teams because you couldn't do it yourself. But I've never looked at it that way. You just got to go where you think you can win. Unfortunately, Charles didn't do it at Auburn and couldn't do it in the NBA. Oh, Bobby Knight cut it from there. The Olympic team in 1984.
Bobby Knight. Jeez. James Worthy really getting after it. You know, there is got to be a parallel between somebody new in the studio and just the circus-like atmosphere that you guys have created in there today.
I don't see a parallel.
All right.
How about a parallel of you coming and actually do the show from the
show? Hey, how dare you?
Getting upset. Yeah. Oh, now he's getting paid.
From one to three? One to three?
Yeah. The IR machine's not exactly not sitting next to me right here.
Send it here. I'll touch it. Lesson two.
Lección dos.
A luna tre?
No.
Lección due.
Yeah, send it down here to the rub and tug bumper.
I'm just going to bump it against this thing. I'll put.
How come we didn't play the bubblehead clip? What's the matter with you guys? Anyway. New hour on Thursday. It's called the C4 Energy Hour. And we have the opening sounder. Okay, that's how you know we're opening the energy drink. And this is how you know we've drank it and we're about to explode.
One more time. When you open it.
And then when we drink it. And again, choose your path. Do you want a super brain or do you want superhuman strength?
Yeah, the brain is different. It's more of a
headache. Mix both.
Yeah. Lesson three.
Lección tres.
Lección tres.
Jimbo Fisher. Come on.
And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. Find out. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. I know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you, the people who insult you publicly, the way they're doing it.
I'm sorry.
And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But I promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about.
Oh, God, it's still gold.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out.
Damn.
What he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
God's been counting cards?
Right? I would love to see those deals God was making. Listen, you spill that seed, I'm going to throw a lightning bolt straight through your back.
Yeah, I'll make a deal right now.
Hell of a deal.
Cut your kid's head off right now. Abraham, do it. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Lesson four.
Lección cuatro.
Lección cuatro.
Well, that brought us to Andy Staples, Matt. All that drama, the SEC, we had to get a real Southern man on. And Andy Staples gave us great insight. People can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app about the Saban and Fisher. Great stuff about USC and the best stuff about pie.
Well, that, I do love a good key lime pie, but that pie above my Twitter feed is called the I-40 pie, and it's a Buttermilk Sky pie company in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's like chocolate chips and coconut and all kinds of good gooey stuff. Oof. It's spectacular.
That's a good. Where do you come out on chocolate pudding pie, like that chocolate silk with the whipped cream?
Big fan of French silk. The one kind of classic pie that doesn't do it for me because it's just a texture thing is lemon meringue.
I knew that's where you were going. I knew that's where you. The meringue. It's weird.
But a huge lemon bar guy.
Oh.
Lemon bars. I'll eat the whole tray.
Yeah.
What about a rhubarb?
Like a rhubarb pie.
All right.
Any of the fruit pies I'm good on. Like blackberry, apple, strawberry. It doesn't matter. I'm good on that.
Do you like the pecan pie?
Oh yeah. Y'all love it.
Andy Staples, ladies and gentlemen, a fabulous
one of our best back and forth with a guest in a long while. Yeah, all had something to offer. You know, he comes lemon bar, you go rhubarb. I come chocolate silk. He's talking about some spot in Nashville that we can order on Gold Belly. I mean, it really was great.
I'd heard a pie dissertation from him in the past in Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it would be a good fit.
You consumed pie with him, right?
I did.
Hey, Cates, do you mind digging up what the name of that spot in Nashville was again? Because I would like to see if I could find that one at thegoldbelly.com. If Andy Staples, you know, believes it to be worthy of a photo atop his banner of his Twitter page, then I believe maybe PMS should have a bit of a taste test.
You're going to have to take it to Tennessee. We'll be back with Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patrick Somebody Show on AM 570 LA Sports.